We're going to start this morning by talking about the cost of living package that was discussed and was outlined by the government yesterday and signed off on by Cabinet. Much debate in relation to the Dáil in relation to this, in relation to what was underlined, a significant but not enough social welfare package. One of the key elements with regards to our county and one of the big industries here is the 9% VAT rate, and the decision by the government to extend the 9% VAT rate, which went again all, which went against, I suppose, all sorts of indications up to this that the VAT rate would be gone and would be phased out at the end of this month. The government announcing a final extension of the 9% reduced VAT rate for the hospital sector for a further 6 months. The rate will return to the standard 13.5% from September. Now, this has been described by Deputy Mick Barry, for-profit TD, of as a €225 million gift to the hospitality sector at the cost of social welfare recipients. With me on the line to talk about it is Deputy Mick Barry. We also have Fine Gael Councillor Patrick O'Connor-Scartine, who is in favour and has been championing the fact that the government have listened to the industry and have extended the VAT rate. Deputy Barry, if I can start with you, your overall views on the cost of living measures, you feel not enough, but in particular, this VAT rate, do you think that social welfare recipients were sacrificed for big hotel business?
Well, I'm not sure if it was just social welfare recipients. I think that working people and their families in general who go to the supermarkets each week now for the weekly shop and just see the prices going up and up and up, and who had the €200 electricity credit taken from their grasp yesterday, when they look at and contrast what the government have done in relation to the hospitality industry. So the VAT rate is currently 9%. It was expected to rise to 13.5%, as you say, at the end of February. That's been kicked down the road now to the end of August. So it's in place for another 6 months. People might think, well, does that make that much of a difference? Well, it does, because it's estimated that that tax break is worth €450 million a year to the industry. So extending it for 6 months is a €225 million gift that even the industry weren't expecting to get. And I would imagine that the big hoteliers, among others, last night were popping champagne corks and toasting the minister, while the ordinary householder back in the house was probably working out which items they're going to have to start dropping from the weekly shop.
Okay, Councillor Patrick O'Connor-Scartine, what's your view? We're obviously happy the government have done what industry and what you and others were calling for.
Yeah, I suppose, look, at the outset, I think yesterday's announcement was very positive. You know, the cost of living remains very high. A lot of people are under fierce pressure and families are struggling. And I think there was a lot of measures brought in yesterday. In fact, over €1 billion in the cost of living measures. You know, you've a €200 lump sum for pensioners, carers, people with disabilities, families, €100 lump sum for payment per child, €100 increase in back to school clothing, measures to help businesses and farms with energy costs. No fees for state exams, and hot school meals extended as well. So there's an awful lot of positive measures brought in for people that are struggling, and there is a genuine cost of living crisis. But in particular, the retention of the VAT rate at 9% is very, very welcome. It's an issue I've been campaigning on. I suppose really, you know, it's popped its head up every now and then in the last number of years. And the Hotels Federation, Restaurants Association, but regardless of all that, those groups, it's the small cafes, the restaurants that are really, really struggling, needed this. You know, there's just a multitude of issues that have faced the industry. They've been closed during the pandemic, and to be fair, they got a lot of measures to assist. They've also had the war in Ukraine, now the inflation and cost of living. But if you think about it, really, I know of one hotel, and the ESB bill, for instance, was 120,000 in 2019. it's now gone up, or at the end of 2022 went up to 460, you know. So there's that. The industry are big employers. In Kerry alone, like, we've 20% of the workforce is involved in tourism, and there's 9,000 people directly involved in the hospitality sector in Kerry. And normally, you know, we haven't had a normal year for a while, but, you know, we get over 2 million visitors to the county. So tourism is exceptionally important here, along with agriculture.
Okay. And Mick Barry, what's your response to that? Much needed, big employer in Kerry, and businesses are struggling with the challenges of the last number of years.
Yeah, well, first of all, Patrick listed out a long and impressive list of measures that were introduced by the government yesterday. I mean, no one is going to say no to them, and in that sense, they're welcome. But the point is, or the two points are, number one, it doesn't go nearly far enough for families who are struggling just to keep their heads above water at the moment. And second of all, they represent a cutback on the measures that were introduced in the budget. The government are scaling and cutting back on that, and it's most graphically seen in the removal of the €200 energy credit. But in relation to the hospitality industry, I would make a few points. The first point I would make is that the 9% VAT rate has been in place for a long, long time. It was first introduced, I stand to be corrected on this, but I think it may have been as far back as 2011. It was scrapped when Pascal Donoghue was Minister for Finance, 2019, I think, and then was reinstated during COVID. So for 11 of the last 12 years, the hospitality industry has been given a tax cut, which cost the taxpayer €450 million a year. Now, even if the sum was less, if you go back to the 10 years, I mean, that is billions of euro worth of a tax break paid for by the taxpayer to the industry. And has the industry passed it on in terms of cutting prices for customers or in terms of raising pay rates for staff? I'm sure there are some cafes and restaurants who have done that. But in a general sense, if you take it in the round, that tax cut has been pocketed by the industry. And yes, there are big electricity bills and rising costs at the moment. But there is the TBES scheme, and you know, there is another scheme whereby a business can apply for funding from the state to help tide them through the current situation. This is an over and above, and it's not just related to the current cost of living crisis. This has been in place for the guts of 12 years. And I think it is a clear example, when you have government run by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that you've got one rule for the big business interests and the wealthy interests in society, and you've another rule entirely for the ordinary working person or the person on social.
Yeah, Councillor Carter, can you address that? How did it go from a situation where Pascal Donoghue was incandescent with rage over the price gouging that he saw happen in hospitality and saying, that's it, the VAT rate is gone, to yesterday's announcement? Did the lobby win out? The big business lobby win out over your party?
It's not a big business lobby at all. It's the lobby of your ordinary, small, family-run operating business throughout rural Ireland, especially cafes and restaurants that have been campaigning in relation to this.
What was that, Mick?
I said it is in my neck. When the delegations come in to meet the Minister for Finance and the top civil servants, it's not the guy who runs the small cafe around the corner who's making the case and schmoozing with the ministers, right?
Well, I'll tell you now, Mick, it certainly is. I live in Kerry.
If I can
the
finish,
tourism
if I can
capital of Ireland.
Let me finish my point. It's the big business owners, it's the big hoteliers, it's the big restaurants. They're the ones who pound the table, pull the strings and put the pressures on.
Okay, I'll let Councillor Connor Scartine respond to that, Mick.
In relation to this, right, it's the small cafe owner, the restaurant owner around the Ring of Kerry in Killarney, the places I represent, and they are genuinely really, really struggling. There's been a number of closures. They need every assistance that they can get. They're trying to stay competitive. The government are trying to protect jobs here, but they've been under huge, huge pressure, and they've created a huge amount of jobs in this county. If these people didn't have jobs, they might be on social welfare, you know. So it's a win-win for the Exchequer that the tourism industry is going well, where I suppose it nationally tourism generates 66 billion in revenue for the economy and 15 billion in taxes for the Exchequer, and that's they're the official figures. So it's not down to any big business, it's a small little operator throughout rural Ireland. It might be different in Cork City where you represent, but I'll tell you, I know what's happening on the ground here.
Okay, Mick, a final point to you.
If the industry is generating 66 billion a year, it'd be nice to see people being paid, let's say, at least 15 euro across the industry, so as to cut out the low pay. And I think Patrick has maybe misunderstood the basic point I'm making, is that when the hotel industry and the restaurant industry say jump and the government say how high, they're responding to the big businesses run by the millionaire interests rather than the small cafes. I have sympathy for the small cafes and the small restaurants, but it's a big business agenda that's being followed here.
Family well run hotels in this county who've been great employers. They pay a very good wage. They're struggling to get staff to get staff in, and they're paying exceptionally good wages for those people working in their hotels, and they look after them exceptionally well.
Might be interesting to hear from the workers about what the wage rates are like and whether they are in fact exceptionally good, I think.
Okay,
well,
all right, listen,
they're as good in this county as anywhere.
Okay,
if not better.
We're going to have to leave it there, gentlemen.
I wouldn't be saying a lot.
My thanks to both of you for talking to us on that on the programme this morning. That's People for Profit TD Mick Barry, critical of the government's decision to extend the VAT rate, and Councillor Patrick Connors-Carteen of Fine Gael, who is very supportive of the move. Have you a view on what they had to say on that decision, what it does for tourism here in Kerry, or have you a view that the money should have been given more towards core social welfare benefits, as been called for by several different opposition party members yesterday? Give us your view on that.